Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soulja Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. R. Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
For your encouragement as we start off this new year, looking forward to the coming days of 2018, I want to call your attention for a few minutes to the book of Philippians. Philippians, there. And she just is cute. And she want to be. And I spoiled her so riding. And whoever she belonged to, I would give her back.
No.
Yes, I would. Philippians, the third chapter. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Philippians, the third chapter. And we're going to start reading at the 12th verse. And this is a familiar passage of Scripture.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Does everybody's Bible say the same thing?
Amen.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Just for a little while today, I want to talk about winning. Winning.
All right.
Winning the race.
Winning the race.
Winning the battle.
Right.
How many want to win?
Amen. Amen.
How many? Amen. Really tired of losing.
Amen.
And you want to win. How many can stand to have some victory?
Yes, sir.
In your life.
Yeah, yes.
And you're tired of the devil running rampant over you.
Mama.
How many of y'all really want to?
Amen.
You want to win.
Amen.
That's what I want to talk about, winning.
Amen.
Winning the race.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Now, in the words of the old preacher, if you want to hurry up and get out of here, say amen.
Say amen.
Act like you ain't sleep.
All right.
And don't make me feel like I'm boring.
Mama.
Amen.
Amen.
Winning the race. In this third chapter of Philippians, Paul is giving us his spiritual biography.
All right.
First of all, in verses 1 through 11, he deals with his past. In verses 12 through 16, he deals with his present. And in verses 17 through 21, Paul deals with his future. Now, as you read this chapter, you will come to understand or know, or you become acquainted with different aspects of Paul's life.
All right.
One part, you come acquainted with Paul the accountant, who discovered new values when he really met the man Jesus
made him.
On the Damascus road.
Sir.
He took on a new set of values. He took on new principles and new morals. He no longer lived according by the same old principle.
That's right.
If you would remember, when we first meet him, he's Saul.
Yes, sir.
He is Saul, the persecutor of
yes,
the
sir.
Church.
All right.
And we meet him in his self-righteousness. In other words, like some of us, he thought he was right.
All right.
But all the time, he was really wrong.
All right.
You can say amen.
Amen. All right.
He thought he was right. But once he really meets Christ and have a true experience in him and with him, Paul's life is no longer the same.
Amen.
And my brothers and sisters, can I tell you this morning that neither should your life be.
Amen.
Your life shouldn't be the same.
Amen.
Yeah, all right. He all right?
Yes, sir. I'll check on
it, make sure. Your life shouldn't be the same.
That's right.
You shouldn't be living by the same. I was at a...
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Principle.
Right.
I mean, your morals, it ought to be different right now.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Because there is something transforming.
Yeah.
Amen. About the Christ.
About the Christ.
Something about him that's life changing. You can't stay the same. Amen. Amen. I mean, when you think about blind folks receiving their sight, lame folks getting up, rising up and walking, and, amen, weak folks finding strength, amen, to bear their burdens on their own shoulders.
All right.
Something transforming about it. Paul met him. His life was no longer the same. It couldn't stay the same. And I must say that some of you, your life can't stay the same.
Right.
And irregardless of how good you think you are, how many know he always can make you better? Matter of fact, can I tell somebody there is a better you in you?
All right.
There is a better woman in you. There's a better man in you. There's a better husband in you. A better wife, a better parent in you. There's a better son or daughter in
you. Yes, sir.
Amen. I mean, Brother Powell, it ain't like we have arrived. And don't sit there like you have arrived.
My Lord.
Because how many know we have not arrived yet? We might have come a long way. We
haven't arrived.
But we ain't arrived yet.
My, my. Yeah.
But when you read this passage, you'll understand, come to know different aspects of Paul's life. You meet Paul the accountant. Amen. And in this section, we meet Paul the athlete with all of his spiritual vigor. Amen. Pressing toward a finish line.
All right.
Amen. In this Christian race.
Yes.
And I wonder how many under the sound of my voice are really pressing.
Pressing.
That's your neighbor. Are you pressing?
Pressing, pressing, pressing.
That was so weak.
Are you pressing, brother?
Look at somebody and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Are you pressing?
Pressing.
Still pressing.
Yes, sir.
Then when you get down to the end of chapter 3, amen, you meet Paul the alien. Amen. Having his citizenship.
Yes, sir.
In heaven.